this on?
You're fired!
Everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong with Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
Do not adjust your dials. Do not rewind. Do not go back several weeks. This is a new episode of What's Wrong with Wrestling, and a damn good one, I might add.
Oh, all right.
And I'm wearing the shirt again. Why?
Why?
Eric's wondering, why?
Why?
Because not only is Johnny Gargano amazing and staying in NXT.
Of course.
And I probably should wear this every week.
You should.
And it's probably the first shirt I've ever bought on WWE Shop for myself.
At full price?
No.
Okay.
But I am still the What's Wrong with Wrestling double champion. The champion. The Johnny Champion. I'm going to call myself the Johnny Champion from now on. Champion. I'm the champ.
You haven't gone live yet, right?
I am the champion. I am the best at predicting this garbage. You're welcome.
Yeah, I'll edit all this
and,
out.
And look who's back on top again, as always.
All right.
Hashtag and still.
Yeah. Hold for editing?
Hold for. Nope, 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 nope. No, 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 no.
As you can see, Joe's not happy this week, as you can see.
Our Joe bot is broken.
So I'm not happy.
We should deactivate him.
Beep, boop.
I predicted Eric Rowan beating Roman Reigns. I should win just for that. Because I have balls.
Yeah.
You know what I also picked?
Brass balls.
I also picked Mandy and Sonya because I have balls.
Because you are
stupid balls.
Idiot.
Stupid, stupid balls.
Yeah.
Who else did I pick?
Not Sasha.
I picked Pee-Pee to show up with poo-poo.
See, that was both. Sasha won by DQ. That's horseshit.
Win is
you guys
win.
Thought she was winning the title.
No, we got it right.
No, I put other for Bailey, right?
You put other for Bailey?
I did.
Well, everyone put Charlotte.
No, I put.
We did?
Everyone picked Charlotte.
Oh, I put Charlotte by other. Yeah,
yeah, you did.
That's right.
Yeah. It wouldn't matter.
It wouldn't matter.
Yes. Eric was at the bottom again.
Mm.
Or was he?
No.
No, I was.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's like a going streak for Andrew.
The bottom?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, you only have beaten
Andrew's
by a couple
got a streak
points.
On his bottom.
Why am I even honest? There's no reason to be.
I was the only one grading
I
this
scored
week.
Them all by myself. I could have just said I won.
Yeah. Can I double check that? No.
The only reason
Luke Harper came out, it was all over.
It was all over.
Yeah. It's like, what the fuck?
You couldn't have pulled that off because I would have been like, but I got 10 points.
Yeah.
And you guys didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great. As soon as Luke Harper came out, I was like, oh, Andrew's getting Rowan right. I wonder how that's going to affect it.
It didn't.
Yeah.
How many people have beat Roman Reigns one-on-one technically?
Is that trivia already?
Yes. Yeah. We're going to hit it early.
Rollins.
You know this?
Rollins, no, Owens, no. Harper.
No, Harper. Plenty Rowan. Of people have Rowan. Beaten Roman. It's a long list. It's
it
not
is.
Like
is
a it Brock. Though? It's not like a Goldberg list. Where
outside
it's only like,
of Rollins and Lesnar.
Yeah.
Like, who's beaten him?
No, okay, Balor has.
Like, with a pin.
I mean, yeah, Balor has. I mean, plenty of people
Balor
have
did?
Beaten
Balor
him.
Did, yeah.
All right.
He's lost to a bunch. It's not like Goldberg, who's only lost to 7 people total.
In his WWE career or in his whole
total.
Career? Jesus.
His whole career. In fact, I almost thought about like doing that for trivia. Like, could you name all 7 people? But I don't even remember who it was now.
I bet I can get close because I was watching WCW back then.
Yeah, I don't remember though.
Starts with a cattle prod, and it ends with
Nash beat him.
Yeah,
there was someone else in WCW. Oh, Bret Hart beat him.
Correct.
Bret Hart beat him twice.
Twice?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's what the video showed.
Said.
Said, I don't remember who else from WCW. WWE, ZZ, Triple H.
Lesnar.
And that's it, I think.
Undertaker.
Oh, that's right, Undertaker, yeah, because that was recent.
Yeah, Triple H beat him in his first visit, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, it was in Elimination Chamber.
Oh.
And then Flair snuck in the sledgehammer.
Right.
Because, you know, Triple H is like, I'm not going to lose a WCW guy. And then he's like, all right, I'll lose, but then I'll beat him right back for him.
Right back.
So that's five right there.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Interesting.
I think Roddy Piper. What's wrong with Goldberg?
Roddy Piper beat him. No, I'm just kidding.
yeah. And Conan.
Conan.
So those are your names.
The yeah. Blue Meanie.
Rey Mysterio. We had some decent moments. You know, they're going all in on The Fiend. And let me tell you something.
I like it.
Raw was Fiend heavy.
Yeah.
Bray Wyatt and Fiend heavy.
It was very fiendish.
Are they smart enough to go, we have something special here? And we're going to ride it until it's dead.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. You think?
Like John Cena.
Like, yes.
They usually ride everything till it's dead. I mean,
will
the
they
day.
Give him the title?
I think, I mean, don't they have to? Someone said maybe this is setting up The Undertaker shows up at Hell in a Cell and costs Bray Wyatt because he attacked Kane. That would really suck. That would really suck.
And then The Fiend puts down The Undertaker finally.
For good?
A Fiend?
Not
forever.
For good, but for a few months. For a few months.
Jeez.
Obviously, we hope he wins the Universal title.
He beats Undertaker, and Taker becomes like a character on his show.
That would be amazing.
Oh, my God.
And that's it. We never see him again.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Oh, he's a puppet?
His real life
self never shows up again?
Yes, he's correct. Just a puppet.
Yes.
It's just a skeleton wearing his outfit.
Yeah.
But yeah,
hey, dead man.
Yeah.
The way I critique Raw is, you know, like I've said before, like, does it have a beginning, middle, and end? And it did this week.
It did.
So,
yes, it did.
Right.
You know, there were some other shitty things on Raw, but at least
sure,
it
three
had,
hours. There it, has to be.
At least it told a story.
It was a little skinny in the middle, but it had much back.
Okay. Good right. one.
Thank right. you. It was. It,
all right, yeah, Sir yeah, yeah. Eric a lot.
Well, though you were like smirking when you said it, so I figured there was like a sexual innuendo coming.
Well, when is there not?
Right, exactly.
Even with what you said.
Yeah. But we have seven new patrons this week.
Yeah.
Of course.
So thank you to Jason Claver, Tyler Hardcore Harris.
Hardcore.
Joel Wilkins, Rob Schuer. Schuer?
Schreier? Schweier.
Schweier. Sam Seho, Lucifer.
Sweet.
The devil.
That's awesome.
Hail Satan. And then Jeff Friend. He's our friend. So we have Satan and then a friend.
Huh.
So that's...
Welcome, friend. Welcome, Satan.
Welcome,
hardcore.
Welcome, Satanists. I don't know how many of you are there, but... Hey,
more power to you.
All are welcome.
You should join the club. Join the bandwagon. There's nothing better than joining a bandwagon, and we have a big one.
We do.
So
go we got room for everyone.
Yeah.
So we're Patriots fans?
What?
So we're Patriots
fans? No, we're not, but we're telling them to be, basically. All right.
Fine.
Patriots fans?
Damn it.
Yeah, because they're bandwagon fans. Okay. There's a lot of bandwagon Patriots fans that have never been to Boston.
Right.
They can't name five players on the Patriots.
I just like Tom Brady. Yeah. I mean, Eric can't either, but, you know, at least he's from the area. So we'll allow it.
Okay, thank you.
You don't really care, though.
I don't really watch football.
No, he doesn't watch football.
You'd probably be happier if the Texans won the Super Bowl than the Patriots.
It wouldn't matter.
So, big parties going on everywhere.
Wait, so fuck Tom Brady, right?
I'm not going to say that.
Can you just say it? But you don't watch football.
He's not even from Boston.
You know how happy you'd make me if you said it?
Come on. I know.
Come on, just say it.
So Monday Night Raw kicks off with Seth Rollins.
Anyways, if you want to join Patreon, patreon.com/... What's wrong with wrestling?
Thank you. Okay? Thank you, yeah. Okay.
We're going to have some stuff's changing on Patreon. Let me just say that.
Yeah.
All right.
The
it's
change
getting a little
is
some stuff's getting a little crazy there, okay? So you're going to want to sign up. You know, you might have a chance to be a part of the What's Wrong with Wrestling Hall of Fame. I've said too much. Stay tuned.
I've said too much.
Stay tuned. All right, so Seth Rollins kicks off Raw this week.
Uh-huh.
He recaps Clash of Champions, including losing the Raw Tag titles, beating Braun, defending the Universal Championship, and then being attacked by The Fiend. But he says, in 3 weeks, I will go one-on-one with Bray Wyatt inside Hell in a Cell.
Hmm.
But then he gets interrupted by a new episode of Firefly Funhouse. Bray starts the show, but Seth is trying to talk to him. Like, it's a live feed.
Right.
But he's like, hey, guys, welcome to the show. And Seth's like, hey, you know, man, and then just Bray talks over him. It's like, this isn't live, Seth.
Yeah.
Rambling Rabbit tells Seth to run, but Bray scares the rabbit away. And then he tells Seth the Fiend never forgets. That's why he wanted to say hello at Clash of Champions. And who knows, he might want to say more to you tonight.
Ooh.
And then his face gets really serious. Images of the Fiend appear. But then Bray again smiles and says, see you in hell.
Yeah, smiling, yeah.
And then after this, people are still debating whether this was a coincidence or not.
I don't think there's any debate.
I think, yeah, that they did on purpose, especially because of how the show ended.
Mm.
The announce team is hyping some matches for tonight, and all the images are upside down.
Yeah.
They've gone all in on this guy.
Yeah.
I mean, for sure this is the Fiend.
Right.
Because then his was upside down.
Yeah.
Basically telling you the Fiend did this.
Right.
Because
they wouldn't have commented on it. Like, yeah.
Plus, in production chucks with these live feeds, they have, like, they'd have that to the side, and they're like, okay, we'll take that. Like, if they're looking at it, they're not going to take that shot.
Right.
Usually.
Right.
I mean, they do screw up sometimes.
Yeah.
But that was like a 30-second thing of the stuff
they would have
upside
fixed
down.
It immediately.
They would have cut away or something.
Yeah. Cut to black! Yeah, they would have done something.
And then it really got obvious when Renee is like, what? Has that been upside down the whole time? And then Corey just goes, what the? Like, it's just something. It's just like, ugh.
Holy shit.
They should have just acted like nothing was wrong.
They should have.
You know?
Yeah.
So backstage, Charlie Caruso asks Braun Strowman what he has planned for tonight. And Braun says the next person who steps foot in that ring is going to get these hands.
Just like Seth Rollins did. Oh, wait.
No. So he's back to the end of the line.
Yep.
I guess he's just going to beat jobbers for the next 6 months.
Yep. I mean, hey, there's always the 24/7 title.
Yeah. Again.
Well, that's the perfect way to do it.
We said this before.
It's the perfect way to do it.
You might as well just give it to him.
Right.
So next up, Robert Roode, Dolph Ziggler, and The Revival come to the ring, you know, because they're the only two teams that won anything.
Yeah.
By the way, faction alert.
Mm-hmm.
This should be a hell of one.
Sure.
Why not?
Put these four together.
Yeah. Why not? So Roode says, take a look at greatness, but then Braun Strowman comes out and he beats up all of them, except for Roode, who retreats because you can't beat him up when he has a match with Seth later.
No, you can't.
So, yeah. By the way, I called that. The only difference is it should have been for the Universal title.
For sure.
You just pinned Seth.
Yeah.
He pinned Seth at the pay-per-view. Why not put it up for grabs?
Yeah.
I mean, we know Roode's going to lose anyway.
Yeah.
No matter what. Why not just have it?
You can't have a match when a person's a champion, and this person's not a champion, and they wrestle when it's not for the title. Mm-hmm. You can't do it.
Yeah.
You can't do it, because you know why? Once in a while, the challenger wins.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a non-title match.
Kang. Yeah.
Kang.
Kang.
And then there's explanation. Did the challenger win? Okay. Hey, everyone, this is Michael Cole. We have to explain to you right now that Jim Mulder, the challenger, won. He is not the champion. You see, that this was a non-title matchup. In a title matchup, it's like they have to explain the entire thing.
Yeah.
Because we're idiots.
Or if they win by count out. Oh, the title did not change hands.
Yeah.
Right.
And then they don't even say who actually won.
Well, yeah.
They say who lost and play their music.
The loser of this match, Becky Lynch.
And still.
Hit her music.
Literally, Sasha won and they did not even mention her name.
No.
Yeah.
They didn't even mention her name.
Nope.
Unbelievable.
So backstage, Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross are drinking coffee and laughing about how they beat Mandy and Sonya at Clash of Champions, and how they're going to beat Bayley and Sasha tonight.
Hmm.
Okay. God, were they looking so hot.
Yeah. Next up,
weren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were.
Alexa was in blue.
Alexa.
Blue's my color.
Mm.
For women. So next up, we have the OC versus Cedric Alexander and his best friends, the Viking Raiders.
Best friends.
We are best friends. Styles gets the win with a phenomenal forearm to Cedric Alexander.
Yep.
How many times does he have to beat him? I mean, like, how many times does he have to beat him?
Yeah. And then beat the shit out of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right after. It's like 1, 2, 3, ding, ding, ding. I win. Pummel, pummel, pummel.
Yeah, right.
It's like, it just. Ugh.
Yeah. A brawl breaks out.
Enough!
A brawl breaks out. Ivar takes out Gallows Anderson and his partner, Eric. And no one catches Ivar, by the way. He jumps off the top rope onto the outside, and they fail to catch him, so he just lands on his back hard.
Boom.
It's like, fuck. And then Alexander tries to Hurricanrana AJ off the turnbuckle, but he gets a Styles Clash off the second rope, just like he did to Ricochet.
Which is amazing.
It is.
Yeah.
Next up, we see videos from earlier today where R-Truth and Carmella were visiting the Women's College Basketball Hall of Fame in Knoxville, Tennessee. And then Mayor Kane shows up, but Truth doesn't know who he is. And Kane says, I'm Knoxville County Mayor Glenn Jacobs.
Yeah.
So he's not even Kane
anymore.
First
time we've ever heard that name on the broadcast.
Yes.
He's not even Kane anymore.
He's not Kane.
That's the ultimate kayfabe.
Yeah.
Like breaking kayfabe.
Yes, it's broken.
Although Triple H kind of did it when he was like, when he, you know, called him the mayor when they were feuding.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, you took a break from your office, grabbed a GoPro, went to the basement. It's like, you're just saying he's a mayor and he's not really Kane.
Right.
And you're feuding with him?
How dare you, sir.
So, yeah, Glenn Jacobs offers to give Truth and Carmella a tour of Knoxville and they walk away. We'll get back to that. Next up, we have Baron Corbin versus Chad Gable for the King of the Ring finals.
Mm-hmm.
This was a really good match.
Yeah, it actually was.
Lots of close calls. Gable had some good kickouts. He got Corbin in the ankle lock and the crowd got really excited. But Corbin eventually made it to the ropes. But in the end, they had a nice sequence, which Corbin turned into the end of days.
They actually did that same sequence in NXT.
They did.
When, like, Gable was part of American Alpha.
Mm.
Yeah, they did that exact same sequence. But it was still cool.
Yeah.
It looks Gable great. Fought Corbin?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Mm.
So Corbin wins, and he's the 2019 King of the Ring.
Who called that?
Eric said from the beginning.
Yeah.
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 You,
yikes.
Again, you know.
Yes. This was a pay-per-view. Oh, no. They did it on Raw.
No, that's the King of the Ring title.
They did it on Raw. Is it?
Yeah. All right. Can you give me my thing?
Nope.
Give
me my fucking
thing.
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah, look, again, Corbin's not the worst choice for this.
Right.
Yeah.
But there were better choices.
Drew McIntyre. Drew McIntyre.
Baron McIntyre.
Kevin Owens.
Samoa Joe.
Samoa Elias.
Yeah.
Elias, sure.
Yeah.
Been a good Ollie king.
Ali Benjamin.
They're going to ride this.
Ricochet Joe.
They're going to ride this for a long time.
The Ricochet Joe. Are they?
I don't know. We'll get to what happens later. I'm not so sure.
No, they will.
Support for What's Wrong with Wrestling comes from Manscaped, who is number one in men's below-the-belt grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Now, guys, Manscaped was nice enough to send us all our very own package, and we got to try it out.
We did.
What'd you guys think?
Look, the last thing you want to do is DQ yourself by giving yourself a low blow with some crappy substandard razor.
Very true. Very true.
Yeah.
Well done, Eric.
Thank you.
I usually wait to the last minute to clean my manhood off.
Right
before a big date. And I'm usually nicking and cutting and slicing. And then when she takes down my underpants, it's a bloody mess.
Right.
But this was different. I got to do it last minute. Nothing. Smooth. My woman was very appreciative, and she said, wow, how did you get this so smooth?
So before Manscaped, she'd pull down your pants, and she'd be like,
no, 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 no.
But after you use Manscaped, she'd pull down your pants and be like,
that's tremendous.
Yes,
thank you.
That's, I mean, absolutely.
Right. Yes,
I mean,
it is.
It's all skin-safe technology.
Yep.
They even have the electric trimmer that you could use. And it's just like trimming your beard. You could trim your pube beard.
Yes.
Right now, you can get 20% off and free shipping with the code WWWW at manscaped.com. Again, that's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com when you use the code WWWW.
Boom.
Manscaped.com. Use it up, and your balls will thank you. Week 3 of the NFL season. Sam Darnold gets mono.
Jesus!
It's okay. It's okay. I'm over it, all right? Just because the Jets season is over already doesn't mean I can't have some fun by placing some football bets. And the only place I do that is with betonline.ag. You can bet on every spread, every total, every winner, and every loser. Sign up today to receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit and start betting today. Last week, I was 3-for-4 on my picks, and this week, I like the Cowboys. They're playing the Dolphins, the Eagles, the Packers, and the Patriots, because they're playing the Jets. So there you go. Those are my four picks: Cowboys, Eagles, Packers, Patriots. So head on over to betonline.ag on your computer or mobile device and use the promo code CLNS50 to receive that deposit in your account right away. Just remember, a minimum of $55 is required to qualify for the bonus. Please see BetOnline's general rules for additional terms and conditions regarding bonuses. Again, go to betonline.ag, use the code CLNS50 to get that 50% bonus in your account. Don't sit on the sidelines this football season. Make sure you get in on all the action with betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. Anyways, next up we have Maria Kanellis, her gender reveal party hosted by the Street Profits.
Mm.
This was already a favorite to win worst moment when they announced it on Twitter.
Forever on the podcast.
Well, as soon as they announced it, it wrote itself on my little awards pad here.
Yeah.
So the party consists of a bunch of jobbers like Zack Ryder, Curt Hawkins.
Other jobber friends.
Titus O'Neil. And Ricochet.
And Ricochet.
And you're like, what's Ricochet doing here? But you quickly realize. Maria walks up and says, it's a boy. So they celebrate. But then Maria tells her husband, Mike, that Ricochet is the real father of the child. Ricochet tells Mike she's lying. Mike slaps him and says, meet me in the ring. Don't just fight him there.
Yeah.
You know, he fucked your wife, or so you think.
So you're assuming.
Mike leaves.
Mike, you were alone with your wife at home for the last year, not being used on WWE TV. Yeah. It could have been Ricochet, because he was on the road at every event that they've ever had.
Yeah. So Titus O'Neil then tells Ricochet, boy, you better get out there. So Ricochet leaves, and then Angelo Dawkins says, you know, I thought she was going to say I was the father, fam. And then, you know, Ford's like, what?
What, fam?
Maybe they'll have a baby on a pole match. And then Dawkins says, how about Maria on a pole? And then Ford says, Maria on a pole is how this whole mess got started. It was like, wow, that's not PG.
It was like worst comment after worst comment after worst comment.
I mean, first of all, baby on a pole match, there's some angry mother somewhere.
That's a pretty sexual reference.
It is.
Maria on a pole.
Is how this mess goes.
Yeah. Through. That's pretty nuts.
So either they're talking about a dick or she was a stripper.
A dick.
Probably all right. A dick.
So, yeah, we got Mike Kanellis versus Ricochet.
Yeah.
Recoil for the quick win, but Ricochet feels bad.
Yeah.
And then after the match, Maria comes out to the stage to tell the truth.
So since Ricochet isn't the father, maybe I will reveal the real father now. The father is... The father is...
Hit the music, damn it.
The real father of my unborn child is...
Jesus.
What?
Oh my goodness.
Oh, funny. That's exactly what I thought.
Yeah.
What? Oh, what? My goodness.
So
what?
I guess Rusev. Lana and Rusev are never going to be on TV together again.
Hold on. Wait. What? Per the storyline, it's him? Like, is it really? Are we really going with yes on this?
I think so.
I don't know. Maybe.
I think so.
What?
Rusev fucked Maria Kanellis.
Yeah.
Rusev aged like 20 years.
He did.
He just looks weird now.
He does.
It's an old man mustache.
He does.
Old man haircut.
Uh-huh.
He lost weight, too, it looked
like. Lost weight.
Yeah.
He's not so beefy.
He's like, this is what they have to come back for?
Right.
Really? I'll stay at home.
He's like, give me the script. Hello, Mike. Yes, I fuck a wife. And I am here to give you the smash.
He's Borat.
Okay?
I guess so.
I had sex with your wife.
I am clearly doing a Bulgarian accent right now. I pray to your American president and drink the blood of every man, woman, and child in Afghanistan.
Who, where's Lana? Oh, my wife. my God.
Lana.
Hang like sleeve of wizard.
Yeah. We know that.
Lana, her vagina hang like a sleeve of wizard.
Lana
so
has not really held
I,
up
want
off
to have,
TV.
I want to have sex with your wife.
Now when Lana called Rusev, she said, Rusev, come here.
I say hello to Maria, and she take off her clothes, and I said, naughty, naughty.
Then I said, how much?
And then I put the pussy magnet in my car, and I get the Maria.
Yes.
All right.
And then explosion.
Yeah. I make a romance explosion on her stomach.
But I guess someone got in the crack.
I right. love Maria.
All right, so someone's just going to have to Photoshop Rusev's face onto the Borat cover.
She had golden hairs, teeth as white as pearls, and the asshole of a 7-year-old.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
Rusev as Borat is my favorite new thing on the podcast.
Rusev crash. Yes. Rusev crash.
Oh, God.
All right, so Rusev gets in the ring. Mike Kanellis is afraid. So he's like, you know what? Good luck, man. Yeah, good luck, Rusev. You know, he wishes Rusev well as the father of Maria's unborn child, but Rusev beats the crap out of him anyway.
Yeah.
And then a ref comes out, and they have a quick impromptu match with Rusev tapping out Kanellis with the accolade.
Yeah,
I just don't understand.
He also danced before he gave him a machka kick.
I don't understand.
He's like jumping. Ah.
I don't.
No, he's
understand.
Bringing back all the people that complained. Harper, Rusev, Canales's, like anyone that's like, we're leaving soon. He's like, fuck you. I'm paying you. Get your ass on TV.
Yeah, right. You figured they'd want to do the opposite. Like make them like, who cares who they are? Let them sit at home.
No, but, I mean, but he's paying them for something.
I guess.
Might as well use them. Right. They have 5 hours of television each week.
Soon to be 7.
Like, where does it go from here? Where can this storyline possibly go from here?
I have a prediction.
Okay.
Nowhere.
That's it?
No, we don't see or hear from any of them for 3 months.
I hope so. God, for the first time ever, I don't want to see Rusev.
Yeah.
This is horrible.
Can you take down that Rusev Day calendar?
Oh, yeah, sure.
That moment's passed.
I'm gonna say I love seeing him, but then I was like, no, no Rusev.
One day, Rusev, the Revival, Cesaro—they'll all be in AEW, and they'll be treated better.
Hopefully,
yeah,
we can hope.
So next up, we have another episode of Firefly Funhouse. Bray has pictures on his wall of the people the Fiend has attacked with their eyes crossed out, including Mick Foley, Finn Balor, Kurt Angle, and Jerry Lawler. He calls it his wall of friendship and says, I think I better go make some more friends.
Ooh.
So again, this is, you know, it's good. It's like, oh, we're going to see him. This is good.
Yeah.
Next up, we go back to Glenn Jacobs, R-Truth, and Carmella, and he takes them to Neyland Stadium, where the Tennessee Volunteers play. And Drew's like, volunteer, they don't get paid. And he's like, well, no, they're fucking college kids. Of course they don't get paid. Jacobs then introduces Truth to a cop, but he's actually a referee. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, look, this is a cop, but he's a referee. It's like, what is that?
Yeah.
What kind of stupid joke? So Truth starts to run away, but he runs into the field goal post.
Because he's a fucking idiot.
And then Glenn Jacobs pins Truth.
He keeps saying Glenn Jacobs.
Well, that's
and
who he
the
is.
New 24/7 champion, the mayor of Knoxville
mayor
County, Glenn Jacobs.
Glenn Jacobs.
And then he says, I still got it. And he runs away.
Who has it? Who still got it?
Yeah, Glenn Jacobs.
No, he's never wrestled before.
I know.
Yeah. But who is this guy?
Corporate Kane.
Why have they never, ever?
It looks just
why
like
can't he just
gone
say,
back to Isaac Yankum?
I'm
not
I'm,
once. Like, why didn't he ever
right,
come out
right,
as Isaac Yankum?
Right. Why can't he just say, I'm the mayor of Knoxville County, Kane?
Yeah.
It's a TV show.
Who cares?
Like,
right.
I just don't get
it. I'm not going to, like, write him and be like, they called you Kane on Monday Night Raw. What's your real name there, buddy?
Back when he was unmasked and he was the corporate guy, he wasn't corporate Glenn Jacobs.
No.
He was corporate Kane. And then Michael Cole was like, oh, well, it's the demon Kane, not corporate Kane. You know,
which one
thing.
Are we getting?
Yeah.
They're the same
I mean, it's not
person.
Like they're going to, like, throw the mask on him and, like, let him do something
right
on yeah. the episode or
no,
anything.
No, definitely not.
That moment's
no.
passed.
So, yeah, next up we have Rey Mysterio versus Cesaro. Cesaro talks shit about...
Weird match.
Yeah, Cesaro talks shit about Dominic.
Mm.
And he... Oh, so Cesaro comes out and he says, you should have listened to your son, Rey. No, you shouldn't have.
No.
No.
Your son, his son said to unretire.
Yeah.
So what are you talking about? But Rey gets the win with a sunset flip pin. You know. Yeah. yeah. And then that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Like, what? It's leading
More
to
More importantly, Cesaro. Rest in peace, bud.
I know.
Your career is over.
And, like, does Dominic even look like he can wrestle?
No. Mm.
He looks very out of shape.
Yeah.
You know,
he looks very young. He's only 12, I think.
yeah.
13.
It's crazy.
Yeah. He hasn't grown since. No, he's way taller than his father.
He has.
Yeah. So next
he's
up.
He's way taller. He's at least 5'5", I believe.
Yeah, definitely.
At least.
Yep. Yeah. Next up, we have a video package for AOP.
Oh.
They're back. No Paul Ellering. Of course not. That would make it cool. And they're in suits sitting in chairs. Take a listen.
My name is Rosario. My name is Akel. Together, we're known as AOP, the authors of pain.
Cool.
Sanu keserani de kia koshtivech.
What?
WrestleMania to pelato.
Yeah.
Are you going to put subtitles for us?
Yeah. Asni and Diesha, mas WrestleMania.
I smell a failed gimmick.
Quick, if you could tell me what language they were speaking, I will give you a dollar.
I looked it up once where they were from. They're both from different places, so they're speaking two different languages. But, yeah, there's plenty of subtitles. They say that they haven't had a match in a long time because all of the other tag teams have refused to fight them.
Yep. That's why.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Weren't they the Raw Tag Team Champs?
Yeah. Yes.
And who did they lose to?
B team?
Like the B team?
The B team.
I think it was the B team. Was it the B team?
I think so.
I think it was the B team.
No.
No, maybe they beat the B team. But either way, they lost to someone who, you know, like some shit.
Yeah.
He lost to someone shitty.
I'm going to have to look that up.
At least they got to say authors of pain. I'll give them that. They're not AOP anymore.
Well, they said AOP. Well, they said both, but yeah, I don't know. Well, just like who did AOP lose?
They're too big. They're too good. Like, per kayfabe. You know what I mean?
I mean, they suck, but yeah, they're too good.
Right.
Yeah.
So you can't have them fight anybody and just lose. They're giants.
yeah. I don't know. It's not good. Next up, we have Sasha and Bayley versus Alexa and Nikki. Bayley slams Alexa's leg into the steel steps, injuring her for the rest of the match. And then Nikki hits the swinging neck breaker on Bayley and goes for the pin, but Sasha breaks it up, then tags in herself, and then Sasha makes Nikki tap to the bank statement.
And new!
Yeah.
Women's tag team champ.
They don't like the tag titles, so. They don't want them.
So they don't get them because they don't want them?
They don't want them.
No.
Oh. All right.
But Nikki Cross, who would rather pass out. Then tap to Shayna Baszler
in
NXT. Taps immediately to Sasha.
Yeah.
So AOP lost the tag titles to Bobby Roode and Chad Gable.
Oh, my God.
What?
That's right.
They beat Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins to get them and then lost them to Roode and Gable.
Roode and Gable.
That's right. But then they won them back from them because Drake Maverick pissed on Roode's robe.
Oh, God. That's
Remember
right.
that? Remember that? Wasn't that great?
No.
Wasn't that great? So after the match, Sasha grabs a chair, and she's about to hit Nikki, but Becky comes out with her chair of her own. They have a really stupid chair fight.
Chair showdown.
Like, pretending they're swords.
Yeah.
It's like, ching, ching, ching.
So dumb.
And then Bayley brings in a chair, but then out comes Charlotte. Bayley goes after her. Charlotte kicks the chair out of Bayley's hands and hits Bayley with it. And then Becky hits Sasha with her chair, and Becky and Charlotte stand tall. After the commercial, Sasha cuts an angry promo backstage and challenges Bayley to a rematch at Hell in a Cell, and then says, "Your move, bitch."
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, wow. And then later in the night, Becky accepts her challenge and says, I don't want to fight you at Hell in a Cell. I want to destroy you in Hell in a Cell.
Dun, dun, dun.
Bitch.
So there's our two.
Yep.
That's it?
That better be it.
Wait, did we confirm Fiend is in the cell?
Yeah.
Fiend and Rollins?
Yeah.
I think Eric's getting his wish.
All of them?
Yeah. I think at least six or seven Hell in the Cell matches.
At least 12. Christ.
For sure.
The most they've done is three.
Yeah.
So I'm fine with two. You could do one for the women, one for the men.
Andrew, over and under 2.5 for this pay-per-view. What will they do?
Last year, I'm going to say under. I'm going to say they do two.
I'm going to say over.
Over.
Last year, they did.
Way over.
Way over.
Last year, they did two.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or was it three? Well, they usually do two. I don't know. I hope it's only two. Yep. One for the women, one for the men. That makes sense. One each. Okay?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Tell me what other match should be a Hell in a Cell. Tell me.
Bailey, Charlotte.
No!
Owens and Shane.
Owens and Shane. No, that's all fucking... That's going to be on Judge Judy.
No, they've already done it, haven't they? They've already done Hell in a Cell.
Yeah. They have. Right. Literally just the roles are reversed.
No, they're gonna
year ago, they were reversed.
They're going to have a court session at Hell in a Cell.
Right.
It's going to be in the ring, but in a cell.
In a cell.
They're going to be...
present your cases
in
Hell in a Cell. Judge Judy's in there.
Where you cannot leave until I say so.
Oh, my God. The lawyer's picking up a chair. Okay, he's unfolding it. He sat in the chair. He's being very nice.
Yeah.
Handshakes all around.
That's a foreign object. No, it's a nice calligraphy pen to sign the deal.
Yeah. Next up, Glenn Jacobs arrives. I guess he's arriving to the arena in a limo. And the production is so bad that... That the shot starts and the limo's not moving. And then it's like, okay, go. And then the limo starts driving. But it's supposed to be like already driving.
Right, right.
She's like, come on, how do you fuck this up? It's so easy. These are like mistakes I made in middle school.
Right.
Yeah. It's like, come on. So he arrives in the limo, but R-Truth is hiding on top. And, you know, Glenn Jacobs gets out. He's like, oh, it's great to be back on Raw. Even though, like Joe said, he's never been. And then Truth rolls him up. He wins back the 24/7 championship. Jacobs puts his hand around Truth's neck, kind of like Kane did used to, like he's going to choke slam him or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't see the resemblance.
The demon? Yeah. But Truth tells him, you're too busy to be the champion, Mr. President. And then Jacobs agrees and they walk away together.
Truth beat Jacobs.
Glenn Jacobs.
With a roll.
Yeah.
With a roll up. Yep.
All right. Everyone threw up. All right. Yeah. Next up, we have Lacey Evans versus Dana Brooke.
Oh, and a match everyone's been waiting for.
No.
Sorry. Evans hits the woman's right, but then makes Dana tap to one of the worst sharpshooters I've ever seen be applied. Why did they let her do it when she doesn't know how to do it?
It wasn't like she was fighting Natalya.
She sent a message. She was sending a message to Natalya.
Oh, right.
Hey, look at this shitty sharpshooter.
Oh, wait. We have to see that match again?
Yeah.
Great.
Hey, yeah. Look. Hey, look, Natalya. I don't know how to do a sharpshooter.
Right. Can you teach me?
It's like I like Lacey, but you're making her look stupid. If she can't fucking do it, don't do it.
Right.
It's just, yeah. Anyway,
like they didn't, like, you know how to do it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never seen it. Right. Okay.
In a book.
I've never done it. I've seen it in a book.
I saw it in Raw magazine.
I saw that.
Years ago.
I saw that.
It's a sticker book.
I saw that thing. The Montreal fuck job. What was that? No, that was the porn parody. It got canceled. Oh, that was the parody. Oh, okay. I was wondering why Shawn Michaels
that got canceled.
I was wondering why Shawn Michaels was a big titted blonde woman.
I've been wondering that myself.
Oh, Vince. Might be the worst thing Vince has ever done was get rid of that fucking film.
Yeah.
That was going to be the greatest.
It really was.
We were going to review it.
Yep. We were going to talk to one of the stars.
Hey, so how long have you been a wrestling fan and what did you do to prepare for this role?
Yeah.
What? Heck, click.
Right. Fuck.
So, and one of the stars was, her name was Romy Rain. Yeah.
Always kill rain.
Always kill rain.
Always kill rain. This is vagina.
Yeah,
she was. She was a 60-year-old man's lookalike.
She was playing Bret Hart, or Bret Fart, I think it was.
I think it was Bret Fart.
Bret Fart.
Bret Fart.
No, I'm just kidding.
Jesus.
It was one of those movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bret Hart versus the cunt broken kid. Or, Jesus. I don't know, something stupid like that.
Okay.
The cunt broken kid's dead.
I didn't make that up.
It's dead.
All right. So next up we have, for the main event, we have Seth Rollins versus Robert Roode with Dolph Ziggler ringside causing distractions. Seth hits the curb stomp. It goes for the pin, but Ziggler attacks him. They didn't let him pin Roode. It's crazy.
Right.
But then the OC, it's funny, like Seth's getting beat up already. This is something you don't see very often.
Right.
Like Seth's getting beat up by two guys already. And then the OC comes out. Like usually that's
to beat
when,
him up also.
To beat him up more. Yeah. It's like, oh, who's going to make the save? The OC. No, they're just going to beat him up some more. Yeah,
so you have like five people beating up Rollins.
Yeah. They give Seth the magic killer, the Styles Clash. Ziggler gives Seth a super kick. But then, Hellfire and Brimstone, it's Kane!
Yeah. Oh my God, is that? It's gotta be Glenn Jacobs.
And I admit, I got
it's
excited.
It's Kane Jacobs!
I admit, I got excited for this.
Sheriff of Hell!
Like, sure. Again, this is what Undertaker should be doing. Don't have matches.
Right.
Just come out and chokeslam a couple people.
That's it.
So Kane comes
backstage,
out.
Backstage, Glenn Jacobs was like, Roman, you gonna go help your boy?
No?
Okay. He's like, I'm eating. He's like, damn it. Get my mask.
Right.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like, what? Same.
No, he carries it, like, with a briefcase. He's, like, nervous about opening. He's like. Oh.
Again, at Clash of Champions.
With the hair.
At Clash of Champions, Roman got beat up by Eric Rowan and Luke Harper.
Mm-hmm.
And then right after that, Seth is interviewed, like, for his match.
Right.
Seth Rollins, now Roman Reigns just was murdered, but the Matt, you have a.
Well, I got a title match. I can't risk getting injured and losing my title.
Yeah, exactly.
He's fine.
Especially to Strowman.
Right. So Kane beats up all five bad guys, multiple choke slams, and then he's about to set the ring on fire, even though there's no pyro there.
Right.
But then the power starts to go out, and the arena goes black. The spotlight comes on, and the Fiend is standing behind Kane.
Yeah.
The Fiend puts Kane to sleep with the mandible claw, and then he crawls to Seth, very creepy, and Seth is scared shitless.
As he should be.
Like he gets in his pants.
He gets right in his face, and Seth's like, oh, God, sorry.
And the Fiend goes, my work here is done.
The Fiend gets right to Seth's face and says, run. And then the show cuts to the Firefly Funhouse song and image. And it feels like it goes on forever.
Yeah, like I thought it was like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And it like gets fast and slow. And
it had to have been. Yeah. I mean, it was a long. It had to have been over a minute. It had to have been.
Oh, for sure. Easily.
And then, yeah, like the images, you know, are upside down, all that stuff. But that's how the show ends.
Yeah.
Good ending.
Good ending.
Very good ending.
Like you said, beginning, middle, end.
Like
can't complain.
Like we figured the Fiend was showing up, right? He's been hyping it the whole show. So you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Fiend showing up. But I didn't see Kane showing up. That was really good.
Right.
And then he fucking puts Kane to sleep.
And what do we call those kids? Payoffs.
Payoffs.
Yeah.
True.
We like them.
Very true.
Yeah.
All right, on to SmackDown.
Hmm.
We start things off with a six-man tag.
Oh, it's a rerun.
Boo.
We have the New Day versus Randy Orton and The Revival. Which one?
Again.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you know.
Okay. I figured you knew what I was talking about.
Did they do this already?
Same old Monday Night SmackDown.
Did they do this match already?
Jesus.
Somehow Xavier Woods' knee got stronger since Sunday.
Yeah.
After they re-broke it.
Rehab.
Also, there's an Xavier Woods on the Cowboys, and he has an ankle injury.
Huh.
So both Xavier Woods have leg injuries. It's kind of funny.
What are the odds?
You mean it's the same guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kofi hits Trouble in Paradise on Scott Dawson for the win, and then right after the match...
Wow.
What?
Chung.
chum 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 chum.
You say
chum chum. All right, you guys keep going.
You say chum
chum.
Okay.
No. All right. So Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman come out.
Keep doing the chum
chum.
Kofi tells Big E Xavier Woods, "I got this," and they leave. Heyman tells Kofi, "My client challenges you."
I'll do it for real.
Okay. To a WWE Championship match on Friday, October 4th, on the SmackDown debut on Fox. And then he looks at the camera and winks and holds up, like, the Fox logo.
Yeah, so... Yeah. Kofi says, "I'm a fighting champion, so I accept." Lesnar pretends to go for a handshake, but then he picks up Kofi and gives him an F5. So for the first time since like 2004, Lesnar's going to wrestle on TV.
Yeah. Also, are you sure Kofi didn't say, "I'm a stupid champion, and I accept"? Because couldn't he just say...
No.
No.
Also, when he said told the New Day to leave, could they have just like been outside the ring?
Right.
Like, they got your back.
Yeah.
That's what your boys are for.
Right.
Here comes a monster.
Mm.
Like, if you guys run away, if you were my guys,
yeah,
and you guys like, "Joe, we're getting the fuck out of here. It's Brock Lesnar." I'd be like, "I get that."
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, like, otherwise, like, at least have my back.
Right.
At least take an F5 so I don't take 6.
Well, I'd run far away enough so that he can't hurt me. But then once he leaves, I'd come help you up.
I mean,
they didn't even help him up.
They left.
Right. Like I think they were in a car, like already on the freeway.
Yeah.
I mean, at least when he picks you up for an F5, that's when I come in low blow.
Right.
And then we all beat him
and
up.
And do like a 1-2 on the nuts.
Yeah.
So he's got
like
this.
A speed bag.
Baby faces in wrestling are stupid.
That's true.
We know this. Yeah. We know this.
Yeah.
So Kofi's reign ends in 2 weeks.
Yep. It's been fun, hasn't it?
SmackDown's going to end with Lesnar holding up the WWE title.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to try to, like, convince the new audience, like the people that have watched SmackDown for the first time in a while, that this is something new.
Right.
Like, oh, this is, you know. Oh, like,
it's the SmackDown era of Lesnar. Really? Oh, so it's 2003?
Yeah, exactly.
Brock Lesnar, isn't that the guy that tried out for the Vikings like 12 years ago?
Yeah,
why is
Future not a Minnesota
Wasn't
Viking?
Wasn't he like a real fighting champion? Like Ultimate? Like he was an Ultimate
fighting
champion?
Didn't they say something about that too?
Well,
like
they
the
say
most decorated
champion of all of... like sports or something, or fighting, something like that.
Something like that,
no,
yeah.
No, sir.
No.
Well, that's what they said.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 2 weeks, Kofi, and no more pancake champion.
Nope.
You know, I mean, it's ridiculous.
No more pancakes.
The fucking champion throwing pancakes.
Yeah.
All right, so next up we have...
It's true.
Next up we have Kayla Braxton interview Sasha and Bayley backstage, and basically Sasha just... She accepts Bayley's challenge for the Hell in a Cell.
As we knew she would.
She's like, "I've been in Hell in a Cell. You lost."
Yeah.
You lost.
And not even like with a cool move.
Yeah. No, you lost. So next up, Michael Cole has a sit-down interview with Eric Rowan. Sorry. I actually have audio. That's not it. Oh, my gosh. Sorry. Let me get it. So this is how it starts.
Ladies and gentlemen, my guest at this time is the man who defeated Roman Reigns Sunday at Clash of Champions, Eric Rowan.
Eric Rowan. Michael, you know my name.
I love you.
What?
Yeah, what is he saying? You know my name.
Michael, you know my name.
Michael Cole, you work for the company that I work at and you know my name?
Yeah, but he didn't even talk about that.
He sounded like
Michael's
he was...
like, "Yes, Eric, I know your name." Yesterday, I was on Sunday night. He's like, what?
Yeah. So Cole then asks Rowan, like, "Why did you do these attacks on Reigns?" Some people...
He's like, "Why do you do this?"
Some people called it... what the fuck did Cole say? Something manslaughter. Like,
this is a attempted manslaughter.
Attempted manslaughter.
Jesus.
Right.
Okay.
Which kind of
sounds... Some would say...
Kind of sounds funny.
It's attempted manslaughter.
Yeah.
Of course, us at the WWE just calls that Sunday.
Yeah.
Attempted manslaughter, you know, everyone else would just call it attempted murder.
Right.
You tried to run him over.
Right.
That's attempted murder.
So
I just wanted to break his leg. Oh, manslaughter.
Hold on. Some would say it was attempted manslaughter. And by some, are these police officers here to arrest you? Gentlemen? You have the right to remain silent. You've been arrested for manslaughter.
But again, baby faces are stupid, and Roman Reigns has not pressed charges.
No. Some would say attempted manslaughter. Others would say, well, it's a TV show.
Right. So, yeah, he asked him about the attacks, and this is Rowan's response.
Those attacks on Roman merely meant to scare the man.
Scare the man? Seriously? He tried to kill him.
I suggest you lower your tone, Mike. You see, I no longer allow anybody to speak to me like that.
Was this live?
I don't
know. Of course
not,
right?
No.
No.
What did Michael say? Some people think you tried to kill him. I suggest you lower your tone. Some people say you tried to kill him. Like, lower your tone?
Yeah.
He totally butchered that.
Right.
Lower your voice. Or, you know,
change your tone.
Change your tone.
Yeah.
Lower your tone. Some people say is this low enough?
The only way this would have been good is if you just beat up Michael Cole.
Sure.
Like, Michael Cole has the balls to be like, seriously, Rowan? You know, who's twice as tall as me? You tried to kill him, Rowan.
Rowan.
Yo, you're a big tough guy, Cole? Yeah. Go fuck yourself. Yeah. You got raped by Heidenreich. Shut the fuck up.
Right.
You remember that bitch?
Yes.
You got raped in the ass.
I forget what movie or... Jesus. I forget what movie or...
Zoom.
Oh my God, it's in!
The camera just goes as well. I forget what movie or TV show it was. It was like, how's that, baby? Ooh, deeper.
How's that, baby?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, that's Austin Powers.
Yeah, that. Yeah,
when he's given... The second one, he's giving Heather Graham a massage.
Yeah.
She goes, lower. Yeah, she says lower. He's like, how does that feel, baby? Lower.
How does that feel, baby?
Yeah.
Austin Powers. Classic.
Classic.
Where's four already? Am I right?
Yeah, well.
No. It's been in pre-production for 20 years.
Now that Mini-Me's dead, you know, I feel like he can't do it.
Well,
he was the greatest. That's why
Seth Green would have to be the bad guy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, It this should not be a four. They're not going to do a four. Three wasn't that great.
Probably make $700 million if they did it, though.
For real. So
I'm surprised they haven't done it.
Yeah.
But just like every other comedy that they wait 10 years to make another sequel, it ends up being disappointing.
Right.
I will say it was one of the coolest trailers of all time. When they did, I want to say the third one. It was like a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. It was like, oh my God, the new Star Wars, the first Star Wars in 20 years.
Yeah.
And then it's Dr. Evil. Were you expecting someone else? Yeah.
And then it's like, if you see one movie this summer, see Star Wars. But if you see two movies this summer.
Yeah.
Great marketing.
Yeah.
So basically, Eric Rowan says he's been disrespected and overlooked, but not anymore. Great. Okay. Next up, we have Ali versus Shinsuke Nakamura, except we don't, because Sammy cuts a promo, distracts Ali, grabs his leg, and then Nakamura hits Ali with the Kinshasa. Thanks for playing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next, I guess that's the pay-per-view match.
Uh-huh.
Next up, Kevin Owens shows up in the crowd, but he's a paying customer, and he takes his seat. Backstage, Shane sees this, and he's like, oh, I'm going to go take care of this. And then someone walks up to him and says, Shane McMahon, you've been served, and hands him a folder. And Shane's like, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, how'd you get in this arena?
Exactly.
Exactly. How did you get backstage?
Right. Is he like Seth Rogen in Pineapple Express?
Yeah.
He like goes under disguise.
Come on, let's hear it. No, do more. Do him doing this to Shane McMahon.
Shane McMahon, you've been served.
I don't know.
Really, you're like a servant, like a butler.
No, I'm a process server.
it's not a great one. No, it's just the laugh that I could do.
Yeah.
After this, we go to commercial break.
This is where things get confusing.
Yes,
especially because we have a commercial for All Elite Wrestling. Coming to TNT.
I've seen this before.
On SmackDown?
On Raw or SmackDown. Years ago, TNA ran a commercial.
Oh, TNA, yeah.
And you're like, yeah, sure. TNA can run a commercial. But as upset as they are with AEW, first of all, USA Network is promoting TNT. So there's that. They're allowing another network's commercial.
Right.
Two, Vince McMahon, who doesn't control the commercials. Right. I get that.
Right.
Right. They're literally paying him to sell their own ad revenue. That's
now,
why they're
now
paying
wait.
Him. Right. But like, how does this air on SmackDown?
Right.
That's insane.
Yeah, it should have aired on Raw.
That's
because they'll take whatever ad money they want.
They must have paid a mint.
Well, it's AEW, but they did the same thing with Lucha Underground. Obviously, Lucha Underground's not AEW, but right. Lucha Underground would always have ads on Raw and SmackDown.
Yeah,
but this was expected to happen.
Oh, of course.
But it's like 2 weeks away, and they still don't have a name for the show. I'm surprised they haven't named the show yet.
AEW?
Yeah. Like, the rumor is that it's going to be Wednesday Night Dynamite or something like that, which isn't great, but you still need a name for the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, AEW. Like, unless they just call it AEW.
I wonder if they'll have a commercial for it during NXT tomorrow.
Probably, you think.
Ooh.
Shots fired.
They couldn't possibly do that.
Well,
USA is going to air a commercial for something that's going to show up on another network next week.
USA could do it on a Tuesday for SmackDown because in 2 weeks they're not going to have SmackDown. So like, fuck SmackDown. We'll do it on SmackDown.
Yeah.
But still, it's saying watch it on Wednesday, which is the same night as NXT. But
there's no way they can do it
just shows
during NXT.
They love the ad revenue.
Wow.
They love the ad revenue. Wow. It's all about the commercial money.
Yeah.
So next up, Shane McMahon comes out to the ring with security. He invites Owens to the ring because turns out Kevin Owens filed a wrongful termination lawsuit against him for $25 million. So that's what the good guy does. He sues the bad guy.
Of course.
Hey, remember when Vince fired Stone Cold, you know, all those years ago? And Stone Cold responded by suing him?
Yeah.
No. I remember Stone Cold beat his ass until he rehired him.
He kidnapped him by gunpoint.
He did.
Made Vince piss himself.
Bang 316.
And then bang 316. It was one of the best Raws of all time.
Right.
And that's how you make someone awesome. He was already awesome by then, but still. But Kevin Owens, I'm going to sue you. You're the good guy?
Yeah.
And you're going to sue him? I thought he was going to say, I'll sue you or we're going to have another match where I can get my job back. But no, he just like, I'm going to sue you. Bye. The other clause in the lawsuit says, if I win the case, I get to fire you?
Yeah, if I win the lawsuit.
What? I'm going to file a lawsuit against McDonald's because their coffee burned my lip or whatever. And once I win that lawsuit, I'm firing the president of McDonald's.
Yes.
What?
That makes sense.
No, you get to fire him. Like, all right, the judgment is for Andrew Pisano. You win $20 million.
Thank you.
Mr. McDonald, shut up. I get to do this.
That sounds like Andrew.
You're fired. Like, you get to even.
Yeah.
Fired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, what?
That sounds like Andrew.
Yeah, that does.
That's just like, that's uncanny. But yeah, that's just, they can't make Kevin Owens look any weaker.
Yeah.
I'm going to sue you.
Bum.
I just want him to turn heel again. Like, they've ruined babyface Kevin Owens.
Mm hmm.
For sure.
It's like they get these badass faces and then they just pussify them.
Mm-hmm.
Like him, Becky
Pussy!
Lynch. Yeah.
Yes. So next up we have Charlotte Flair versus Sasha Banks. But first, Charlotte is introduced by some rapper named Offset.
Thank you for saying some rapper because I have no idea who that is.
Yeah, no, neither do I. And
Joey knew him.
He's wearing Ric Flair's robe.
Joey's walking by. Joey's like, why is Offset on wrestling? I was like, who's Offset? And I said, I have no idea.
Look, this is what I thought of. Play along with me. Oh. Ring, 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 ring.
Hello?
You're Flair. Hey, Flair.
Hello?
Flair, it's Triple H. I think I've got the solution to your money problems.
Yes, tell me what it is.
We're going to let a rapper wear your robe for 5 minutes.
Done it before, I'll do it again.
Okay.
That's what they did.
You got it.
Yeah, right.
So here is Offset introducing Charlotte.
Yes, sir.
Oh, God.
It sure feels good to be home. But I'm here for one reason and one reason only. To bring out the 9-time champion, Queen. Woo! Flair. Let's go!
What?
dun, 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 dun,
Queen
dun, dun,
Flair?
Dun, dun.
Let's Flair. Go.
Queen Flair. That's it. Yeah. Thanks, buddy. So Bailey's ringside for the match. Also, Charlotte is officially a babyface again. Sure. Like 100%.
Yeah.
You know, she does the moonsault onto both of them, and then she's, like, pandering to the crowd, like, let's go. They're all cheering
for
her.
Why can't they have, like, her and Becky, like, make out then, if they're both faces now? They're best friends.
Charlotte then locks in the figure eight, but Bailey attacks her, so DQ finish. And then Bailey and Sasha start beating on Charlotte.
The man.
And, you know, just like on Raw, when Becky was getting attacked and Charlotte came out for the save, this time Charlotte is saved by Carmella. I guess Becky couldn't make the flight.
I
did she miss her flight?
I think so.
Oh, fuck. Carmella, get over here.
Yeah.
So Carmella kicks Sasha in the face, knocking her out of the ring. And then Charlotte kicks Bailey in the face, knocking her out of the ring. Huh?
I mean, even
Bailey was like, what?
What?
What? No, no, you're the wrong one. It's Becky who's supposed to come out. I don't know what the hell that was about.
Weird. Random.
Like, why even have Charlotte get saved?
Yeah, right.
If Becky's not there. I don't know. It makes no sense. But next up, we have the coronation of King Corbin.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy. It's been a long time since he's been on SmackDown.
Yeah.
I don't know that he's been on SmackDown since he went to Raw.
I don't know that he's been on SmackDown.
No, he has.
Last time we saw him on SmackDown, he had the long black symbiote hair.
Yeah.
Symbiote hair.
And the sad stomach.
Oh, God.
He looked horrible. He looks so much better now. And I mean, like, he's hot. No. So the throne and all the props are in the ring waiting for him. He gets in the ring. Some jabroni puts the cape on him. And then Corbin finally puts on the crown. Oh, wait, he's done that the last 4 weeks.
Yes.
Right.
So King Corbin says he wants to thank someone, and he calls out Chad Gable. Gable comes out. Corbin makes a bunch of short jokes. So Gable tackles Corbin through the throne, and then Gable breaks everything else in the ring while Corbin cries outside the ring.
Yeah.
And then the best part of this
yes.
was when they cut to the announce team, and Corey Graves is holding part of the scepter. And it's like visible. He's like devastated.
He's like, so sad.
And then Byron yeah. Saxon's like, I guess this is the end of King Corbin.
Yeah, that's it. Gimmick over.
I mean, him for him saying that, is it?
Yeah, that's why I'm
like
yeah.
that's him saying it.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's it.
Goodbye.
We're not getting you new props.
They'll have another King of the Ring in like 7 weeks. Something weird. Yeah, exactly. We're gonna do our King of the Ring like it never happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
As King. Everyone knows, it says in the bylaws, you must retain and protect your crown. Otherwise, right. you lose it. Wait, does the other guy get it? No.
I bet he you still I bet he still calls himself King Corbin, but he doesn't have any of the stuff.
Probably.
You know? Or he doubt. You know what would be even better if he wears all, he wears it all next week?
Just all of it.
The broken crown, the ripped right. cape.
Yeah.
The, like, just he's, a piece he, of the broken scepter.
Right, he tapes it up.
And he just walks out crying. Like, turns out this was just to bury Corbin
it
even
was,
more.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Poor Corbin.
Then Cena comes out.
Yeah, because every time they push Corbin, they bury Corbin.
Of course.
He wins the Money in the Bank. He loses the cash in.
Yeah.
Oh, he gets to fight Cena at SummerSlam. He gets fucking jobbed in a minute. He fights Finn Balor at SummerSlam. Gets jobbed in a minute.
Fights Seth Rollins with Lacey Evans.
Yeah. Jobbed.
Jobs.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, he does the job.
Yes. Or Austin Powers. Next up, we have Heavy Machinery versus the B Team. Jobbers versus Jobbers.
Ooh. In a who might not get to be called Jobbers match?
I guess they had 10 minutes to fill.
Yeah.
Otis wrestled in just a Speedo, God help us. And then Heavy Machinery won.
This had a feeling, and I'm not saying it because I'm pretty sure they have a tight show, but this had a real feel of holy crap. We've gone way too fast tonight. Let's get a backup plan together.
Yeah.
Who's
right,
here?
Right.
Who's walking past?
Who
me?
Is in
Heavy
distance.
Machinery? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And of course, like, Bo Dallas is just standing there. Come on, come on, come on. Come on. Yes! Let's go, let's go! Where's Curtis?
Right.
Shit! Yeah. We get to lose to Heavy Machinery. Come on!
Yeah. Actually, I have a report that, yeah, Curtis Axel was taking a shit, and he didn't get to wipe before the match. Unfortunate. Yeah.
That's why they lost.
That sucks when he did that Bronco Buster to Otis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So finally, we have a Daniel Bryan in-ring promo. He tells the crowd, I never lied to you. And he's still acting heelish.
Right.
He's like, oh, you guys are cheering me now, but you were booing me last week, you know, whatever.
Right.
And he's upset that Rowan betrayed him. So Eric Rowan comes out and tells Daniel, I will not be disrespected. And then Daniel tells Rowan, then do something about it.
And he does.
And Luke Harper attacks Daniel from behind. But then out comes Roman Reigns for the save. Blech. However, the Doo-Doo Brothers beat the hell out of Reigns. They powerbomb him on the ring post and then hit him with part of the barricade. They also beat up security. They tear off the mats on the floor, throw security on them. They throw shit into the crowd. And there was one piece where Rowan picked it up and threw it, and it went into the crowd, and some fan like hit it away so that it didn't hit anyone.
Because there was a guy in the front row with an infant.
Yeah. It almost hit a baby.
Can you imagine if it had hit the baby?
Baby would have died.
Which means we'll be seeing them in the front row. Right.
Do you think the guy's like, oh shit? Like holding up the kid. Come on, come on, come on.
Like in Seinfeld where Kramer takes the, what was it? He was suing.
Oh, what was it? A car accident, right? Or no?
Who was he
suing? Oh, no, the coffee was too hot, right? Or the burn?
Yes,
the
yes, burn, yes, right? Yes. We'll give you free coffee for a year. Done. There's like, it's like, Vince, you're going to have to pay this family like $20 million. I'll give you front row tickets for 1 year. And done! Yeah,
well, because he also, right. like, he
the
also...
The baby has an eye patch for the rest of his
he
life.
He also, like, rubs something on his arm.
Oh, like a bomb.
A bomb.
Yeah.
Who told you to put the bomb on? I didn't tell you to put the bomb on.
I told you to put the bomb on. Yeah.
They beat up security, throw shit in the crowd. They throw Tom Phillips to the ground.
Yeah, and threw a chair at him.
And he's dead. I guess he's going on vacation or something.
I guess so, yeah.
And then they slam Daniel through the announce table. And that's how SmackDown ends.
So, pay-per-view or next week? Do we see this match?
Hell in a tag team?
Huh?
A tag team?
We'll see that's it at Hell in a Cell.
It's got to be the pay-per-view.
In Hell in a Cell. Yeah.
Maybe.
No.
Eric?
No.
Woo!
No. Yeah.
We're up to four.
Four? What's the third one?
Oh, there'll be four.
Wait.
Don't worry.
But what's the other one?
We're talking about Seth?
Yeah. Charlotte and The Fiend? And Bayley.
No. Seth and The Fiend. Yeah. What's the other one?
Sasha and Becky.
Sasha and Becky. Shane and Kevin's court case. And
now, oh, that's right. Sorry. I forgot we were taking that literally.
Yes. Of course.
In a cell.
Jesus. Be professional.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's how SmackDown ends.
Uh-huh.
You know. Whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
On to awards.
Yep.
Who'd you have for worst dressed?
I had Otis.
Why Otis?
That's Speedo.
Because his big gut was hanging out.
Yeah.
I had Baron Corbin in the King outfit.
I had Offset.
Offset. Right.
Ric Flair's robe.
Yeah.
Oh, you asshole. Yeah.
Yeah.
Take that off.
Alexa Bliss Award.
I had Alexa Bliss.
I had Alexa Bliss.
I had Andrew. Best Dressed. Oh, I mean, I had Alexa Bliss for Best Dressed.
Sweep it.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
And
just like, all right, Alexa, Best. Alexa,
all right, let's see.
Next Alexa Dressed.
All right, let's see. Next up, we have Alexa Bliss. All right, worst acting?
My worst acting was Rowan.
A lot of nominees.
Mine was AOP.
I had AOP as well, good. But there were a lot. Of bad. There's so much bad acting this week.
Yeah.
Best acting.
1, 2, 3. The Fiend.
Bray Wyatt. The Fiend.
Bray Wyatt.
Same you have thing. To talk when I go three.
Okay, sorry.
Like, not on three, but like one, two, three. Bam. No, ready? 1, 2, 3.
Fiend.
The Fiend.
Not.
Right.
Worst comments.
I had Renee Young. So when Rusev versus Kanellis starts, they ring the bell, and Michael Cole goes, well, this match is finally underway, and there's like 10 seconds of silence, and Renee goes, well, at least this match is official now, I guess. And Corey and Michael are like, well, that's what the fucking bell means.
Right.
Yeah.
I had Michael, you know my name.
Yeah,
that's what I had as well.
Yeah.
That was Jesse?
Yeah.
Best comment?
Best comment, Corey Graves said, I have a great rapport with the King, and I'm not talking about that bum from Memphis.
That was a good knock.
Yeah.
I had when Kofi was standing in the ring and he shooed everyone away and wanted Brock to come down. Mm-hmm. Corey Cave goes, I think Orton was right, referring to stupid, stupid, stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God. I don't even have one.
No?
No. Mm-mm. Nope.
All right.
Eric's was good.
Yeah, that's fine.
Steal mine.
Worst match?
Lacey versus Dana Brooke.
That was my slow-mo. I had the six-man opening of SmackDown.
That was my slow-mo.
Andrew?
My worst match was Heavy Machinery versus the B-Team. Uh-huh. My slow-mo was Evans Brooke.
Okay.
Yeah.
Best match?
Corbin Gable.
Yes.
I'm going to go with that. I really wanted to pick Rollins Rude, but Corbin Gable was better.
Right.
It was really fun.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Worst move?
I'm going to go with Lacey Evans, Sharpshooter.
Yes. Me too.
I had Kane / Glenn Jacobs getting rolled up by R-Truth for nothing.
That's pretty bad, too.
And it comes out later, an hour later, and destroys everyone. Kind of.
Yeah. Best move?
The Mandible Claw and Kane.
Styles Clash off the second rope.
I had Daniel through the announce table.
Okay.
Difference.
Yeah. Worst moment?
The gender reveal party.
Rusev, you are the father.
Yeah, that. That.
Oh, Rusev's back. He's pretty cool. Oh.
And let me explain to you. The Cole Rowans segment would win like 49 out of 52 weeks. So I'm just saying, there's like three that could win every week.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
But the Rusev, you're the father was just, what?
Yeah. Best moment?
The Fiend coming out.
I want to loop in Kane's music through getting the fiended.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I had Kane coming out, really. Yeah. I mean, like, we knew it was still great, the Fiend coming out, but
that was cool. Like,
Kane
unexpected.
Coming out was nice. Yeah. So there you go. That's awards.
There you go.
On to breaking news. WWE announced there will be another draft, which will start on SmackDown's second episode on Fox, October 11th, and finish on Raw, October 14th. WWE said personalities from Fox and NBC Universal will be announcing draft picks.
Right.
Okay.
Just like the NFL. No, this is not... How it's done.
This is not how it's done.
No.
No.
But hopefully they actually do the draft this time and they make it stick. Make it stick.
Yep.
James Gunn announced that John Cena has officially joined the cast of the Suicide Squad reboot.
He also said don't get too attached to anybody.
So they're going to kill people.
Yeah.
John Cena's probably dead.
Uh-huh.
It's funny, they're calling it a reboot, but Margot Robbie's still playing... Harley Quinn.
Right.
Which, you know, obviously you would want that.
So it's a sequel.
But they're calling it a reboot. They're like, no, it has nothing to do with the last movie.
Right.
So, yeah. Oh, John Cena is also the new game show host for Are You Smarter Than John Cena? Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Sorry.
Ah, I see.
That would have been so much better.
Yeah.
Are You Smarter Than John Cena?
Yeah.
The answer again is yes for the 17th show in a row.
Yeah.
Last week, Seth Rollins tweeted, I recently found out I have a brother and a sister I never knew existed. Thank you, 23andMe, for bringing people together.
Who said that?
Seth Rollins.
Oh, wow.
So he's just taking any ads, any sponsors.
Should we do that?
Yeah.
Apparently we have a cousin in Australia.
Did he at them on Instagram?
Or an aunt? Or an uncle?
Aunt.
Yeah.
A step aunt.
Right. Yeah.
What?
Did he at them on Instagram?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, it's definitely paid at.
I mean, yeah, it is. And then Trish Stratus announced on Twitter that she will be on the SmackDown debut on Fox. So there you go.
All right.
What do you got?
As far as news goes, AEW has announced their tag team tournament to crown champions. So it's an 18 bracket. On the first round matchups are going to be Young Bucks versus Private Party, the Lucha Bros versus Jurassic Express. You know who's winning there. Best Friends versus SCU, and then of course the Dark Order got the bye, so
they'll
face the winner of Best Friends and like, SCU.
I know, like Jurassic Express, unfortunately, is probably not going to win.
Right, it'll probably be another Lucha Bros versus Young Bucks.
No way.
Wait, the Lucha... No, but that's on the same side.
It's on the same side, but that will determine...
It'll be Lucha... it'll be Young Bucks versus the Dark Order.
You think?
Yeah. They've been pushing the Dark Order so hard.
Okay.
Dark Order might even win.
Pushing it so hard.
But Jurassic Express is, like, the best thing.
Yeah. That's all I got.
All right, I have one more thing. Big Cass.
Oh, I was going to read that, yeah.
Oh. No, well, you can read it if you want.
Good.
Yeah, he got arrested, or police removed him from WrestlePro after an altercation with Joey Janela. And this is really weird because it's like, they're saying he went to, like, attack Janela because of the scuffle he had with Enzo, but, like, all it was Enzo scaring Janela away. We all saw the video, so it's kind of weird, but...
Yeah.
Janela said it was the weirdest thing that's ever happened in wrestling. Apparently, Cass got knocked out by someone else. Like, just one punch, and he went down. Then police removed him, and Cass has apologized on Twitter and all that good stuff. So any rumors, I guess, that Cass and Enzo are going to either appear in NXT or AEW, it's probably not happening now.
Right.
Yeah. Looks like Cass still has some issues to deal with. Yeah. All right. Rumor time.
Rumors!
Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe!
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet!
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance!
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed!
So according to an entertainment website, we got this covered. Ronda Rousey is currently being eyed to play She-Hulk in the upcoming Disney Plus series. You guys excited?
So she's when the really pretty girl turns into the Hulk? Then it becomes Ronda Rousey?
Ouch.
Ouch. She's a very buff.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either. That doesn't seem right, though. That doesn't seem... Like, they gotta know she's not a good actress. I mean, all you gotta do is look at this, you know... Look it up. Look at her clips. You know, they also... Apparently, they all... Her clips. Clips. They also can't... Disney can't do anything with the Daredevil, Punisher... Like, any of the Netflix shows that we're on. They can't do anything with that for 2 years.
Really?
So, hopefully, once that's over... I mean, at least do Daredevil. I mean, please bring Daredevil back. It was so good.
Put him in the MCU.
Right? Also, Pro Wrestling Sheet reports that Paul Heyman ran Raw all by himself this week, and that Vince, Triple H, and Kevin Dunn were not there.
Huh.
Just kind of weird. It's like, why would they all not be there? They go on vacation together?
They do.
They do.
They went on a retreat to see how they can refire Paul Heyman.
Because, like...
And he actually gave a decent Raw.
He did?
It had a beginning, middle,
end. It's the only reason why I kind of believe this report...
Right.
Because it was a good Raw.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I don't know, maybe.
Weird. Yeah.
It is. Any other rumors?
Kevin Owens is expected to appear on NXT tomorrow night.
Yeah.
It's not clear if it's a one-off or a longer run, but all rumors look like he will be there.
Right.
That'd be cool. I mean, you might as well bring back a couple of stars from the past, even just to come out and wave. Be like, this is a cool show, watch it. You know, I don't even fight someone just to be a cool show this week.
Or stun Kona Reeves.
Right.
Yep.
Oh, what do you got there, Eric? That doesn't look good.
What?
Yeah. Jinder Mahal and Bobby Lashley are returning soon.
Right. Well, Sean Ross has some, like, gave some updates on people who may be dealing with injuries, like Elias and Samoa Joe. It's rumored Elias has a broken ankle.
Well, that's what they said on SmackDown.
Yeah, so. And then Samoa Joe and Carmella are featured under a new injury report date.
Carmella,
so
she came back.
She came back, so she's
Samoa
good.
Joe's always injured.
He is.
He always has something.
Right. Oney Lorcan and Jack Gallagher are also listed as injured and unavailable, while Drew McIntyre's return has been penciled in for September 16th.
Nope.
All right.
It's September 17th.
It is. All right. Well, that's why they're rumors. obviously, I found this yesterday. Also, Jinder Mahal and...
I guess they erased it when they penciled it in.
Yeah, I guess so. Yep. That's why pencils have erasers.
Glad we used a pencil.
Yeah. Jinder Mahal apparently ruptured his patella tendon, so he may not be back till next year.
Wow. His forearm.
Yeah. And then I guess Bobby Lashley could be back in November.
That's okay.
Right.
He had elbow surgery.
Nah, that's all right.
And AEW might film an edition of their show on the Cruise of Jericho.
Yeah, because the cruise is going to be on a Wednesday. Like, the cruise is going to be during a Wednesday where all the AEW stars are.
Yeah. So
they kind of have to.
They kind of, yeah, like.
Unless right. they do, like, a recap show.
I mean, they'll probably keep some people. But, yeah, how are you going to fill the crowd when all the stars of AEW are on that cruise?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's going to be
cool. That would be really cool.
That should be cool.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else?
Nope.
That's trivia time.
Trivia time. We haven't done this in a while. We're going to do an old-fashioned contest. Excuse me.
I think I've been winning, actually, recently.
Okay. I think it's Eric's kind of slid in there a couple times.
Yeah, you slid in there, buddy.
Sliding in there.
Also.
I might slide always. In there tonight.
Yeah.
You can't slide get home.
I'm just going to ask you some random questions about previous drafts.
Okay.
WWE God. Drafts.
All right. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Quick.
Oh, no. Sorry.
Which?
It just happened.
Wait.
Oh, no.
Oh, wait. All right.
Okay.
Which brand has had the most number one picks?
Raw.
That is incorrect.
SmackDown.
That is correct.
Really?
Yes. I fucking knew it. As soon as Eric said Raw, I knew it.
All right. Who... You know what? That might be a good closing one. Let's see. Who has been drafted number one overall the most?
Oh. The Rock?
No. Eric for the Steel?
The Undertaker?
No.
All right. John now Cena. It's my turn. John Cena. So I guess twice.
Yeah.
How many drafts have there been?
10.
No.
That's what it says.
Oh, that's probably including...
Because it used to be every year.
Yeah, it used to be every year.
The lottery?
Like, superstar
10 since 2002.
Yeah. That's probably including the lottery or whatever.
Maybe.
Yeah, probably. who was the only woman to ever have been drafted number one? And I don't remember this. You guys can tell me all about it.
China?
No.
Number one overall?
First round. So I think she went... like.
Oh, Charlotte.
No. Charles drafted in the second round. This is weird. But this is... I don't know.
Sasha?
I don't get this. No.
Becky.
It doesn't make any sense.
Stephanie.
who?
Kelly in 2010.
What?
Maybe because she was so hot.
For ECW, Heyman was like, Kelly.
Probably.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I don't remember any of these fucking drafts.
Who
clearly I didn't watch
has been the oldest draftee in history?
The Undertaker?
No. Eric, to get on the board.
I guess at the time he was drafted, yeah.
Tatanka.
What?
He had a run for a little while.
Yeah, like in the
90s. No.
It's such an obvious 2000s. Answer.
So it's Tatanka?
No.
Brock Lesnar?
He was 58. I still got it.
Ric Flair?
Right. Yeah.
Oh.
Right.
Okay.
Who's winning?
You, by one.
Oh, yeah, it's 1-0.
Perfect.
The New Day were drafted together.
Uh-huh.
True.
In 2016.
Got it.
Who was the only other three-man trio to be drafted together?
Three-man band?
No way.
Is that your guess?
Yeah.
That is incorrect.
Why would they get drafted?
And together. Like, I have to have all three of these guys.
A three-man team.
Ooh, NWO. That's who it was.
It's 2016.
No, it was the history of the draft. I said in 2016, the New Day was the trio. Who else?
Wait, but I didn't get to answer. He answered twice.
So what's your answer?
NWO.
That is correct.
Thank you.
I don't know what to do with that, Eric. You don't guess twice.
I get the point.
Just throw it away. I'm still up 1-0. You can't guess twice.
You don't know my life. You guess until you get it right.
A, B, C, D. One of those is right.
What superstar has been involved in the most drafts? Or who's been drafted the most?
Probably Cena. Cena.
No. Come on, Eric. Get on the board.
All right, well, let me...
I got a good tiebreaker.
Let me take another guess.
Go. Kane?
No, those are good guesses.
That's a good one, yeah. Taker.
Big
Word.
Show. Oh. I said it. Right before you did it.
Oh, you fucked up.
All right, it's 1-1.
What? I said it right before you said,
Bullshit.
Let's just, Andrew, just get this one right, and I'll name you the winner.
It's fine. It's a tie.
Okay.
It's fine.
All right. We're going to play Who Am I?
We're going to play Who's in My Mouth.
Name this wrestler. Let's play Find the Detective. All right.
God.
Every year that this guy was in a draft, he was always in a top three overall. Every year, he was his brand's second pick. In 2002, he was drafted second for SmackDown and third overall. In 2005, he was Raw's second pick and third overall. In 2006, he went to ECW as the second overall pick. That is correct. That is correct. Oh, sorry.
Champion!
I don't know.
I did it. I thought it was Kurt Angle, and then he said ECW. No, I won. I won.
You only both got one right.
I won.
All right. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Eric won? Are you okay with that, Andrew?
Knock, knock.
Yeah?
Yeah, all right.
I won.
Anyway, okay. This is the best prize I've ever given.
All right. Suck it. Suck it. Suck it. Suck it. Suck it.
All right, let's not get crazy. You didn't really win.
This is how you like to
win.
Too
late.
You didn't really win it.
This is how you like to win, Eric. A cheap win. You know what?
I don't care.
That's something Kurt Angle would do.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Remember when...
That's a compliment.
Remember when Vince tried to just award the title to Kurt Angle?
Yeah.
And then who came out?
Yeah.
Woo!
I'm only half human, so that 50% of me that's stupid, that's 100% you.
Oh, great. Avengers Infinity War.
I kind of like that line.
Hey.
Don't pinch me, you schmuck.
You schmuck.
You're going to sleep on my couch tonight.
Yeah.
And I'm going to fiend. Oh, you're going to wake up to me like the fiend. Like,
that's why you had the fiend mask on WWE.com open.
What?
That's why you're ordering one so you can do that to Leo, right?
Yes, that's I'm going to order the fiend.
Yes.
Yes.
You dummy.
All right, well, that's it for the show. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast and give us a five-star
review. We might have some
questions,
sir.
Oh, yeah,
sir.
That's right.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
All right.
You didn't even win, and you're like acting like a big shot.
I am a big shot.
All right, Bruce Carlson, any truth to the rumor that The Rock will be on the podcast tonight? You know, we set it up as a rumor.
You did set it up.
When was that? We set it up on
Sunday.
Clash of Champions.
No.
Card subject to change.
Sorry. Sorry. Kyle.
We don't even do a good Rock impression to make believe.
Right.
There he is.
It's pretty great. Kyle Foxton, push fire Barry for Joe and Andrew. Jets win the Super Bowl, Mets win the World Series. Or three wrestlers of your choice get a proper build and push.
Oh, man.
Fired! Fire the wrestlers. I don't give a fuck.
We're going to push the Jets Super
push
Bowl.
Push the Jets Super Bowl for me.
I've seen a Mets World Series in my life. Technically, Andrew has as well.
Technically.
Yeah, I was like 2 months old.
He was 2 months old.
That counts.
That doesn't count.
You've seen him in the World Series twice. Once as an adult.
Yeah. Both were horrible outings.
Horrible outings.
I mean, one was a sweep.
No, I mean the Super Bowl for sure. I mean, that's our dream. One of our dreams is something that we cannot control.
That will never happen.
It'll probably never happen.
Justin Stewart, how would you book Mike and Maria's newborn baby to win the 24/7 title?
I wouldn't.
No?
I would also not do that.
I'd say as soon as he's born, like Maria's the champ again. And as soon as the baby's born, they place the baby on her belly, you know, like, oh, hold your baby.
And
then some ref's like, I'm here.
Joey pinned you.
Better do my job.
When he was a baby.
Right.
Yeah.
Wayne Swigart, are you guys over Kofi's title run for the summer like I am? I mean, yeah, the pancakes, it's annoying.
Yeah.
Like Kofi, but I mean.
It's over.
Even if we're not over, it is over. It's
6 month ring.
It's ending very soon.
That's enough.
Pop culture junkie, what are the chances that R-Truth will lose and win back the 24/7 title during one of the first few XFL games? Like 98%, right?
Yeah.
For
sure.
Oh, 99?
There's no...
100?
99.99?
There's no way Vince does that.
99.99.
He wants this to be, like, legit.
Yeah.
This time.
This time.
Because last time,
no,
it was not legit.
It was a joke.
We got a lucky fan. You're going to go in the women's locker room and fuck all the cheerleaders.
And then he fucking hits the door and falls down.
Yeah.
That happened. It was real.
It really happened.
Are you ready for some wrestling?
Yeah, God. Dan Delaney, what does Mankind think about the Fiend attacking his friend Kane on Monday? Oh boy.
Man, you're stuck on this one.
Yeah, Mankind is like a really hard impression.
He's dead.
Who's dead?
Mankind. Mankind impression.
Why? Well, I know the Fiend. He's using my special move on my former friend Kane. And all I got to say to the Fiend is, I'm coming for you!
I don't know.
I like how you're just Jesus. Like, I don't know.
That's a tough one. Stop it, fans.
Anthony Holt, when is Aleister Black going to pop up behind AOP and say, hey, you guys didn't knock?
I like that.
Pretty good.
Hopefully next week.
Yeah. Velveteen Drew, did you guys see the new WWE 2K20 commercial with all the legends? I thought it was great. I think the one he's talking about is when they were, it's like Stone Cold, Hulk Hogan, Sting, Bret Hart, and Shawn Michaels. And they're all talking about, like, you know, no question about who the man was in our day. And then, Sting's like, oh, yeah, no question at all. Bret Hart's like, yeah, definitely. And then Shawn Michaels is like, crystal clear. It was kind of funny.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
They're all saying themselves?
Right. Like they're all about to fight each other. Oh God, another Foley request. Sorry, maybe next time. Sammy, how does Chrisley Knows Best react when the Fiend shows up out of nowhere? Oh, my God.
So many impressions.
Yeah, this is crazy. Oh, my God. Can I see that Fiend? No, not the mask.
Let me see the Fiend in your
not
pants.
That mask. Does the Fiend mask the pubes?
Is this Halloween costume anatomically correct?
That's bad, Joe.
Carlos Ramirez, will Stone Cold, Undertaker, and HBK be at the Royal Rumble in Houston, or will we have to settle for Mark Henry and Booker T?
Probably.
Well, Booker's always at the pay-per-views.
Yeah.
He's in the panel. But maybe one of them. Yeah.
Mark Henry could be a good surprise legend.
No.
No?
This year.
Don't do it.
I don't think so.
Don't give them ideas.
Don't give them ideas.
Oh, boy.
But he's nice.
Trace Browning, if you were starting a new promotion and can pick one legend in their prime, one male and female from the main roster, one male and female from NXT, who would you pick? Oh, my God. This is like six
Hulk
people.
Hogan.
Do you hear anything?
In his prime.
Yeah.
I win.
Do you hear something?
I win.
No.
Oh.
I win.
I mean, that's a lot of people, but Stone Cold would be like my one pick, I guess, for a male.
Adam Cole.
Female, AJ Lee, I don't know.
Let's see. Stone Cold.
Adam Cole in NXT, yes.
Don't get so mad.
Kevin Owens. I don't know.
Adam Cole.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Vince McMahon, could Michael Cole have been sitting any closer to Eric Rowan during the interview?
Right.
Maybe, yeah. Krell Johnson, which is the worst Joe take from 2018?
Ooh.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
I wish they would do this with ours, too. Titus Worldwide will win the tag team titles at Survivor Series. I don't even remember that at all.
Right.
That's made up.
That can't be right. 2018. They didn't have titles on the line.
Maybe 2017?
The last like few Survivor Series, it's been like, you know,
champion versus champion.
Yeah.
You're already in on this. Keep going.
Yeah.
And then both Baker Mayfield and Lamar Jackson suck, and the Jets should draft Josh Rosen. That I do remember, but
I never said they sucked, but I did want Josh Rosen.
Right. Yeah.
He doesn't suck. He just hasn't been on a good team yet, so we don't really know.
But, yeah. King John Thomas, how will the Fiend lose to Roman Reigns? He will at some point, right? It has to happen.
He has to. He better.
Oh, Dan Hackinson, how much do you think Saudi offered Vince for the Fiend to actually snap someone's neck for real in a match?
Ooh.
And it will probably be the woman that have a sex with another man.
Jesus. Everyone's Borat.
Yes.
Now is the time for execution.
Please see my movie. If it not success, I will be executed.
I will be executed.
That was the trailer.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, that's all for the show. So make sure you subscribe to our podcast. Give us a 5-star review. Check out our official website, whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like the show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. And you could become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling for all the recaps, all the extra stuff, the pay-per-views, the AEW recaps coming up.
The hiccups.
The hiccups, the NXT stuff, you know, all that good shit.
Yeah.
We're going to do another bracket soon. It's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
Best returns
of
all time.
Is that this month?
Yeah. Okay. I've made a list.
All right.
I'm checking it twice.
Going to find out who returned naughty or nice.
Yes.
Push him off a cliff. He doesn't think Stacy Keebler is that high. And we almost forgot Josh. He's just a troll.